Andrew Schmidt, agronomist with Winfield United.
All right, Andrew, and today you're going to be talking to us about your Winfield United 2016 Answer Plot Program. The results are in. You say there are four key insights for farmers in this growing season that we have now. So let me ask you first, below ground traits and corn rootworm, what did you find?
Yeah, so we found that where we're using the Smart Stacks traits, corn hybrids, where we have high infestation of corn rootworms, you know, those traits are definitely benefiting the control of corn rootworms, and we're seeing a 5.5 bushel response with the traited corn hybrids with the Smart Stacks traits over a double pro that is treated with a rootworm insecticide. So even though that we use an insecticide on non-traited corn, the Smart Stacks traits gave us an advantage when we have corn rootworms out in the fields.
Okay, and let me back up a little bit. Tell us what the Answer Plot program is and where it is.
Yeah, so the Answer Plot program is actually it's in 30 states across the United States, and now we're in also five countries as well. Last year we had 171 Answer Plot locations across those 30 states, and what we do at the Answer Plot locations is first of all is really trying to we have demonstrations or also agronomic training that we do for our retail partner retail agronomists and also growers to attend to talk about agronomics and really kind of get into training and get hands-on activities and talk about agronomy from corn, soybeans, wheat, and alfalfa out there in the Answer Plots. And then the next step is also bringing data back to our owners and also to our growers that we work with. So we're trying to really kind of key in on some of the, say, response to fungicide scores or how these hybrids do in different environments to bring back data to place these hybrids or varieties or alfalfa varieties in a best way to get the best return on investment for our owners and growers out there.
All right. So going back to the corn rootworm deal, that would provide an economic advantage, would it not, to growers?
Yeah, it sure would. It gives you that good sense of another action to control rootworms out there in when you have corn rootworms out in the field, you bet.
And corn rootworm is a problem in every state?
It's not in every state, so you definitely have some areas in my area that I cover. It's parts of the feet, parts of our country, parts of my territory do have corn rootworms, but not every state would have those. So, you know, identifying, you know, what if you do have corn rootworms and stuff, use a traded hybrids definitely helps in those situations there.
And remind us what your territory is.
So my territory is Missouri and eastern Kansas. So I do have pockets of corn rootworms in northwest Missouri and northeast Kansas. We're definitely using those traited hybrids in those areas.
So fungicides, you said that was another key finding. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you betcha. So, yeah, corn response to fungicides. So right now we are currently at situations where growers we are starting to see maybe a tassel or place starting to shoot up out of the corn. So the response to fungicide score is where growers kind of say, do I need to treat a fungicide or not? And kind of where our data was, we had an 88% positive response to corn fungicides out of 67 locations. And that average was about 15.3 bushel average over those 67 locations. So what we broke it down is when you look at the response to fungicide scores, we kind of rate them in high, medium, and low environment, low responses. And we're working with our growers, when you plant those hybrids that have a high response to fungicides, it's definitely probably worth that investment to put out a fungicide. Now, if you plant a hybrid that has a low response to fungicide, those are probably less than, you know, 4 to 5 bushels in our environment. So if you have a really high disease pressure, yeah, we probably need to treat there. But those hybrids will probably respond less than the ones that are high. So we kind of categorize through our interplot data. We use a machine to go out there and apply fungicides. And we get those response scores to those hybrids that we tested. We tested about 70 hybrids from maturity zone 85 to 115 maturity zone. So, you know, average, we got ranges from 0.5 bushel up to 32 bushel responses with those hybrids. So, you know, work with your retailer. If we got the data from a standpoint of hybrid we tested, we can give some good indications if we would see a positive return on investment for those, for those particular hybrids that the grower would plant.
All right, sir. What about nitrogen?
Yeah, so split nitrogen for higher yield potential. And I think that we're working, you know, a lot of growers now are trying to manage their nitrogen, because nitrogen is their one of the most costly product we have. We're using input that we have in corn. So, you know, to raise high yield corn, to put all our nitrogen out front is may not be a wise investment because of the potential for loss. Okay, so our data would show that split applying nitrogen is higher yielding, also more economical, and also probably better for the environment too, for potential for leaching or denitrification prone to that. So we had areas across my territory this past year we received a lot of rainfall and stuff. So those growers are probably side dressing those fields because of loss of nitrogen, and goes back to also to the hybrid too on the response score, those nitrogen score as well in those hybrids.
Okay. Anything more specific about that you wanted to add, talking about the side dressing nitrogen applications at what stage? And also you have another product in there, I think, an applicator.
Yeah, so in our split nitrogen applications, we use the we use some Y drop applications. So we use yield 360 Y drop applications at V10 growth stage, and we did see a positive response to that that application of nitrogen at that V10 growth stage there. So. Yeah, definitely we're seeing some responses there, and I think the hybrids also will dictate, too, on how the responses to side-dress nitrogen. You know, nitrogen in corn, you know, we don't need a lot of nitrogen in our corn crop up front. The demand for nitrogen up to about V6 is pretty minimal, but when we reach the V8, V10, V14 growth stage, that plant is really in high demand of nitrogen all the way up through tassel. And so placing nitrogen before that, really that steep demand has proven to be a better way of managing nitrogen, these hybrids today, for higher yield potential.
All right, sir. And finally, the right seed.
Yeah, so the right seed yields results. And with our Interplot program, you know, we've been able to really do some replications in our Interplots. It allows us to put corn in different populations. It allows us to put it into different soil types across those 170 to 200 locations across there. Allows us to put in different yield environments and also different nitrogen managements as well. And that really gives us a way to separate out these hybrids and how they perform in different environments. And I think that helps us separate us from a competition, allows us to place these hybrids best, in first of all, in the right soil type, and then put it to the right population and the right nitrogen source, as right nitrogen timing and amount of nitrogen as well. So the Interplot data allows us to kind of really fine-tune our recommendations, not only from putting the right hybrid out there, but also managing it throughout the season. So the data that we generate from that allows us to kind of put those recommendations together for our growers.
Since Missouri is a big part of your territory, can you give me an example of kind of a variation? I know the Northeast Missouri definitely has different soils than Northwest, for example.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, so Missouri is a very quite variable state, and I know there's other states out there too are quite variable, you know, and conditions across the state. This year I have corn that's, you know, just at V4 to V5 that had to be replanted all the way up to close to tassel, so there is quite variation this year in Missouri because of the wet spring that we've had in that last of April, first of May time frame, that we've had a lot of rainfall and stuff. Had guys had to replant there. So we'll definitely different soil types across the region, and placing those hybrids accordingly is pretty key to maximize yields.
All right. So what are you seeing out there? You're out in the fields today. You know, you talked about the replant. Are you seeing a lot of different heights of corn and so forth where that has occurred and where there was flooding and so forth?
Yeah, there definitely is. Like I said, there's different variations in parts of the state as well. Some parts we had to do some replant, some parts we didn't as well. So we didn't have to do it. So quite a variation across my territory from a standpoint of where the corn's at in growth stage. We're seeing quite a few Japanese beetles emerge in corn right now. So kind of reminding growers to watch out for our Japanese beetles in corn, that they can potentially clip silks when the silks emerge and that. Not seeing also where this corn has really been stressed early on. There's a little bit of crown rot down in the corn. So it kind of makes you think also too about fungicide applications, keeping that corn hybrid to stand through harvest time as well. We're not going to cure that crown rot, but we're going to make that plant healthier. Hopefully it stands through harvest time. Another thing is, side dress nitrogen. Right now, some guys that are on the replant of corn, looking at potentially side dress nitrogen in those particular fields, because definitely have water ponding, or the reason why they had replant is because of all the water they had on those fields.